Nelson Public Library staff spent this week facing a storm they didn't expect. A wave of backlash rife with homophobia and misinformation washed over staff, leaving them waiting through nonstop phone calls, emails, and in-person visits from outraged locals protesting the planned Drag Queen Storytime event slated for Saturday. But it was when the library staff began receiving threats that the administration decided to pull the plug. Chief Librarian Tracy Theron spoke to KCR News on Wednesday afternoon.
You know, we had reasons to believe that their safety could have potentially been at risk. And it is our duty to protect the safety of our staff. And secondly, of course, is having a protest outside of our small library is really the opposite environment that we hope to create at the event.
What those threats consisted of or who was behind them, the library would not comment on, but Nelson police have been made aware of the latest development. The Drag Queen Storytelling Hour, intended by the library to put on a family-friendly event showcasing inclusion and a curiosity for reading, has been targeted by opponents with accusations that such events are inappropriate for children and are used to groom minors. One local woman got major attention online in the West Kootenays this week after posting a video falsely claiming that the event was breaking the criminal code. The same accusation have been noted against similar events across North America in recent years, escalating to the point of armed protesters crashing a drag queen event in Oregon last fall. Tracy Theron says the event aligns with the library's strategic plan to showcase inclusivity.
You know, we all live in this community and love libraries, and that's why we work here. We are not here to make tons of money. If we were, we wouldn't be working in a library. So it's been stressful for sure, but it's also been a bit uplifting because of the support we've been receiving as well.
Library Board Chair Annie Holtby said they have also received a wave of hate, but that they are standing with the library staff.
Like the staff, we're feeling sad and regret that we have to postpone this event at this time, but have full support and trust that the staff will continue to work with the community to be able to offer something in the future.
After the decision to cancel was announced, a local group has organized an alternate story time and protest outside Nelson City Hall this weekend in response to the hate campaign. It will kick off at 10:30 on Saturday. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.